Good morning. Welcome to Carlsbad Radio. I'm Frank Niemeyer. The sheriff's with us this morning. Scott London.
Good morning.
Good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Nice to see you.
It's been a while.
I know you're so busy. I never get to get caught up with
I seem
with
to be running in six different directions most of the time.
You're working on, to me, an incredibly interesting, I think incredibly important project to help especially kids.
Absolutely.
Kids in danger.
That's correct.
Here in Eddy County. Tell me about the project. We closed the, what did they call the house over there?
Kids Safe House of Eddy County.
Right.
They closed their doors, beginning of last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was just a service that was entirely too crucial. You know, I can remember the first time as a detective when I sat in on a child forensic interview, because that's what they do, is they talk to kids.
Now Scott, that phrase just sends chills.
It does. It does. And, you know, like I said, the first time I sat in on one, I sat there and listened to the six-year-old girl talk about the things that bad grandpa had done. And, you know,
oh, Dad.
For me, I grew up in a very secure family, you know,
exactly.
And
so
to hear this girl give amazing detail, amazing disclosure from somebody that, in my mind, you're supposed to trust implicitly, you know, I'm living with my grandpa now. You know, we talked about
right.
my granddad.
Right.
And, you know, he's been my idol growing up. Well, he turned 99 this week. And
right.
so
right.
to imagine somebody that I've got so much faith in, so much trust in, doing unspeakable things, is just mind-blowing. But the beauty of these forensic interviews, these child forensic interviews, is it gives those kids a place where they can feel safe
right.
to tell their story.
Right.
And that's what they do.
Right.
And so when I heard that the Kids Safe House was shutting down, I knew that was just something we could not be without here. You know?
You've got a program you're putting together, helping put together, that's going to help provide those services. Tell me about that.
Well, it's called the Cavern City Child Advocacy Center, and we've actually celebrated our one-year anniversary this month.
I see.
We were without services for about 3 months.
I see.
And when I went to the board of the previous Kids Safe House, you know, I tried to persuade them to keep their doors open, but they were kind of past that point of no return. They were already in shutdown process. So immediately I went out and I started looking for people, and I recruited Zelma Lopez,
right.
who is our director,
right.
to help spearhead this project. And it was pretty amazing how fast it came together. We got a board put together, and we actually did our first interview on March 31st of last year.
Wow. It's an important and useful service. Mm-hmm. Most of us don't even want to think about that. Most of us hear that, and we just want to turn it off. We just want to get away from
it. It's not something people want to talk about. It's not something that people want to acknowledge, but
right.
you know, it happens. And
yeah.
and if we don't address it, I can't even imagine the results, you know. And from a law enforcement perspective, we have to.
You got to protect those kids.
Absolutely.
Got to stop that criminal behavior.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm kind of proud to say that bad grandpa's in prison today.
Yeah.
Due in large part to that forensic interview with that little girl.
Right. All right. This is not free, and one of the reasons you're in here today is to help promote and fund this thing. Right.
That's right. We are the Cavern City Advocacy Center is a 501c3 nonprofit, which means you know, we don't get that traditional funding, and so
right.
One of the ways that we obtain funds is through donations and fundraisers and that type of thing.
Right. So tell me about the dance.
Oh, yes. This Saturday.
Something we do want to talk about.
Absolutely. This is something that's enjoyable. This Saturday, we're going to have a benefit dance and silent auction.
Right.
It's going to be at the Elks. Now, that being said, you don't have to be a member of the Elks, because this is not necessarily an Elks function, but
right.
They're providing the venue.
And thanks to them.
Absolutely. We're yeah. we're very grateful of all the help we're getting. So yeah. we're going to be there, and we're going to have Kobe Carter and 5 Miles West.
All right.
And if you've never heard Kobe Carter, he's a real young guy out of Portales, New Mexico,
right.
which don't let that discourage you. He's, despite his age, he is a very accomplished. He's been playing fiddle since he was 5 years old.
Yeehaw.
And this year, he got the American Western Swing Association Male Vocalist of the Year for the second year in a row.
Is that right?
And they got Group of the Year this year.
Now
as
I want
well.
To hear him now.
Oh, they're good. Yeah. If you love Western Swing, if you like two-step, and this is definitely a band to come listen
oh,
to.
Oh, Western Swing is amazing.
Oh, they are. They are. And so we'll have that dance, and we've had several local artists and crafters donate some items for a silent auction. We've got some custom-made knives and a boot cross, which
A what?
A boot cross. I had never heard of one either. But we have a local artist in town that will take old boots and recycle them and turn them into the most beautiful cross that you can hang on your wall. They're really, really fascinating to see.
Is that right?
And so we'll have some really nice items for the silent auction. And,
right.
And then, of course, I'm a bit of a dancer, and so I'm looking for the opportunity to just get out on the dance floor.
Rug.
That's right.
Scott London's with us this morning, Sheriff of Eddy County. We're talking about this this service provided for kids here in Eddy County, especially or exclusively for sexual assault kinds of cases.
Well, all kinds of child abuse cases.
Right.
And, you know, that was how we started.
Right.
But we actually have a much broader mission But as we were forming, I recognized we're also missing something else in Carlsbad. And this is something a lot of people don't realize. It's been about 8 years since we have had a sexual assault nurse exam program in Carlsbad. And so if you hear me use the word SANE,
right.
that's an acronym for sexual assault nurse exam. And we've not had SANE services in Carlsbad for about 8 years, which means any rape victim that we have in Carlsbad,
right.
we have to send them out of town for those exams. You can go to the emergency room and they will medically treat you,
right?
But they won't collect that evidence.
I see.
And so there is a nurse in Roswell that we've used. That's typically who we use if we have a rape in Carlsbad, is we'll use that nurse out of Roswell. But if she's unavailable, we've actually had to send people as far away as Portales for an exam. And so, I mean, if you can just imagine, you've been raped, which is very traumatic.
Right.
Now you're not able to bathe. And you have to sit in a police car for 3 hours
right.
before you can have your exam done.
Just additional trauma upon
Absolutely.
Trauma.
It's just compounding the trauma that these victims are having. So if we can bring that service back locally,
right.
that's really in the best interest of our victims.
And timeliness has got to be an issue here, right?
It is, because when you're dealing with biological evidence,
right.
it degrades, and the longer you wait, the more problematic it can be with the evidence.
Let me go astray here just a little bit. I was recently somewhat scandalized to learn how far behind the forensic labs in New Mexico are.
Oh, yes.
Do you see any relief here? Are we getting that problem solved? And they tried to address it this last legislative session.
They did.
This is a problem.
It is a problem. Our labs, unfortunately, don't pay nearly as well as a lot of the private labs do. And so they're just having a hard time keeping the scientists in the lab that's doing
just
the work.
Just manpower.
It's a manpower issue, absolutely.
They've got
the technology. They just don't have a lot of the manpower to keep up with the caseloads that we're generating in New Mexico.
Right.
And so, if we can get a turnaround in 8 months out of the lab, we're usually pretty happy with that.
8 months?
8 months, yeah. Yeah, you watch CSI or 48 Hours or any of those, those shows, they have, from the time the crime's reported, they've got it into the lab, back to the lab, an arrest made, and sometimes a conviction in 30 minutes to an hour.
Right.
Yeah, it's not that fast.
Doesn't happen.
No,
as a matter of fact, some of those cases date back a decade or longer.
Yeah.
That they're still rape kits sitting in some room someplace. And I'm just... I don't get that.
Yes.
This is important.
It's very important. And, it's amazing. We have that Cady's Law.
Right.
We've got the Cady's Law in New Mexico. And from time to time, and I know a couple of years back, they had some money where they were able to process some old cases.
Right.
And thanks in part to Cady's Law, we now have DNA to compare to. Because, you can process the evidence and have this nice DNA profile. But if there's no suspect, there's not anything necessarily to compare it to.
Right.
But now with Cady's Law, we have a lot more samples out there to compare to, and it's amazing how many cases sometimes they can get cleared out by re-examining some of those old cases that have been sitting on the shelf.
Right. Maybe it's just old wives' tales, but the kind of popular wisdom is that 90% of all crime is committed by 5% of people. So if you get those DNA profiles, you've made a huge step.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And DNA is a really interesting thing. Artesia Police Department, they've actually had some success with what's called touch DNA. In other words, I just now touched your desk.
Right.
And most people think, well, there's a fingerprint right there. Well, there is. But I also left some DNA there.
Because there's oils from your finger.
It comes off, and there's some skin that slips off.
Skin cells.
And so there's DNA there.
Ah.
And they've actually had some success in swabbing those touch DNA and actually clearing out some burglaries with it.
I'm pleased to hear that. I'm pleased to hear we're getting closer to CSI.
We're getting closer. Well, you know, they have all the technology, and you know, science fiction is often the dream that we're striving for.
Right.
And I think in many cases, that's what we're going after. Yeah.
Scott London's with us, Sheriff of Eddy County. We're talking about fundraiser this Saturday. I need to get back on topic and remind everybody that the big dance is coming up. Tell me again.
Colby Carter and 5 Miles West is going to be playing at the Elks. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Most of our board members and even some of our sponsors in town have tickets available.
Right.
Or, if you like, you can even purchase tickets online off our Facebook page. You can go on facebook.com/Cavern City CAC and then go to our, there's an event and it'll be at the top of our page. And in that event, we have a link that you can purchase tickets.
Cavern City CAC. Now, if you're driving or something this morning, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand this up front. So if later you want to get that, I will. You can call here at the station, and
wonderful.
And we'll
sure
pass
appreciate that.
Pass that information along. Is this enough? Is this program? I know you're a big vision kind of guy.
I am.
Scott London sees the horizon and beyond. But is this enough? Do we need to be expanding this program? Are there other services?
We've talked about probably the two, from my perspective, the two biggest components, and that's the child forensic interviews and now the sexual assault exams.
Right.
Those are the two biggest missions from my perspective.
Right.
But we actually provide a few other services that are invaluable.
Hmm.
We do training, and we go into the schools and we talk to the kids and we talk about child abuse prevention, awareness, and response. In other words, you know, how do you keep it from happening?
Right.
If it does happen, what do I do?
Right.
And if it happens to my friend, how do I pay attention for that? You know? And that's one of the aspects I really love about the program that going in the schools is, how do I help my friend out? Because sometimes a friend may be the first person they disclose to.
Yeah, and when you're in that kind of a situation, one could imagine that it's so difficult to even move out of a paralysis.
That's right.
But somebody on the outside might be able to.
And so that's part of, you know, help your friend out if they're a victim.
Right.
And so we do that training in the schools. We also do it for adults.
Right.
We're working on getting into the schools to do some of the in-service training with the teachers so that they know how to look for it. The Catholic Church has actually been very welcoming of the training.
We're
actually talking with some of the local dance studios to get in with some of those teachers. Anytime we have a group of adults that might be the trusted friend of that kid, that's somebody that might need this training. And so if there's people out there that think they might benefit from some of this training, it's free of charge. We're happy to come into your organization and provide that training to the adults that interact with kids.
I guess they can get a hold of you at the sheriff's office if they
can get a hold of me at the sheriff's office, or they can get a hold of Zelma at the advocacy center.
Yeah.
And I know I've got her phone number. Oh, here it is.
Okay.
The phone number to the advocacy center is
200-3929. 200-3929.
Yes.
And again, if you're not where you can record that, I'll leave that here at the front office. You can just call the station when it's convenient for you, and we'll
absolutely
don't want you driving and texting. Don't
No. We have laws against that. Don't do that. Let's stay in compliance with law. We can always get that information later.
Scott, I'll see you at the dance.
We will.
All right. So Saturday, one more time.
This Saturday, the dance is from 8 to midnight. We're going to have Colby Carter and 5 Miles West, American Western Swing Association winner. The music's going to be good. We're going to have a silent auction with a lot of items to sell off and help raise some money, have a good time for a really good cause.
I'm proud of the work you're doing.
Thank you, Frank. I really appreciate you letting me come in.
Yeah, look forward to it. Just do it again.
Absolutely.
Eddy County Sheriff Scott London on Carlsbad Radio.